BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Meeting outdoors.
Because I wanted to have a look at something I've got an idea about.
Oh, it's completely freezing.
Oh, but I brought coffee. Brought a flask.
Did you?
And homemade flapjack.
Rex, that's amazing. You're turning into Jill Archer.
That's me, Jill Archer.
Although lemon drizzle is actually her signature bake.
Yeah, lemon drizzle wouldn't go with coffee though, would it?
True, very true.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I think I can cope if I've got sustenance.
See?
So.
So.
I feel like we've had this massive reprieve from Justin and BL. We haven't had a proper chance to even think about it.
No, I still don't know why you had to play it like that. The whole, I'm a bad guy. Wait, no, surprise, I'm a good guy. What was all that about?
I think he thought it was funny, charming even. But it is great news.
Oh, it's really great. I'm not saying it's not great.
We have a salary. Mm. And they can't kick us off the land for 5 years.
Yeah. Mm.
So really, the question is, what are we going to do with this luxury?
Well, as I said, I did have one idea I wanted to talk about, but it's a bit left field.
Oh, what is it?
Beavers.
Sorry?
Beavers.
Are you serious?
I did try offering Fallon a job back, but she wouldn't take it. And now I feel awful.
Why? I mean, you did what you could. You did the honourable thing.
Oh, Mum.
What? What, love?
Even if I do 1,000 honourable things, I don't think I'll ever make up for what happened with George.
Well, you don't have to. That's not your job. That's for George to do.
Yeah, but the covering for him.
You didn't cover for him. Not really.
Now he's in with these really scary-looking blokes. Like baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah, that was one of them. That was his name. I mean, that's not a nice nickname, is it?
No.
Honestly, you should have seen him. He seemed horrible. George was proud. Like, proud they were mates.
Oh, dear.
And I know that it's his way of feeling safe. Like, if he has scary friends, he feels protected. But it could go wrong so easily.
Yeah, they could turn on him, I suppose.
Or just lead him further astray. Get him into all sorts. I mean, imagine, he starts bullying other lads in the prison just to look hard.
Oh, he wouldn't do that.
He might. He might. I didn't think he'd do what he did in the crash, did you?
No. No, of course not.
So now it feels like anything's possible.
But I do believe he's got a good heart. I do. He did something so brave that night.
That's what Fallon said.
See? If Fallon can see it.
She didn't say he had a good heart, though. She said he was brave.
Well, it takes a good heart to be brave, doesn't it?
I don't know, Mum. Now I'm just thinking about Braveheart.
What?
The film.
Oh, yes. Oh, I like that film.
People can be both, though, can't they? Good and bad all at once. And with George in prison, I'm worried he's just going to sort of, like, lean into the bad.
Oh, love.
I was so pleased yesterday when Natasha offered me the job. So I felt sort of, like, accepted again, you know, by the village. I know Natasha and the whole village, but...
But you are accepted by the village. What are you talking about?
You know what I mean, with everything that's happened lately.
No, I do.
And then I found out Fallon wanted her job back and it took away all the happiness of it.
Oh, Emma.
But she won't change her mind, she won't.
You can't force her.
No, of course not.
Listen, why don't you stop here and have some lunch with me and your dad?
No, you're all right.
Why not? He'll be back in a minute. Might be nice to eat together and we can talk it all through with your dad as well. He's so sensible. He's always got something useful to say.
Oh, thanks for coming back inside. Way too cold to stand and discuss beavers out there. So, you were saying?
Beavers are natural engineers. They build leaky dams and slow the flow of water in times of flood. Remember the Am last year in Ed's flooded fields? Mm. Had to put his sheep on the cricket pitch. Beavers could actually help prevent floods.
Yeah, I've read the research. Mm. They're a keystone native species, encourage biodiversity.
Exactly. Kirsty, Imagine beavers back here in Ambridge living along our brook. Lodges in piles of branches or beaver dens in the banks. I mean, that'd be pretty awesome rewilding.
They are quite controversial, though.
I wouldn't say controversial exactly.
Some farmers would say they're a menace.
We just have to win people round. Explain how it all works.
We need to talk to Tony first.
Why?
Well, he's our farming consultant, you numpty.
Well, as an organic farmer, he's bound to be on our side.
Hopefully.
So, let's go.
Right now.
Why not?
All right, Emma.
Hiya, Dad.
You stopping for lunch?
No. I'm going to get off in a minute.
She says she's not hungry.
Because I'm not.
Don't want to start skipping meals, Emma.
I'm not. I'll eat in a bit, I promise.
We were just talking about George and the company he's keeping.
Oh, any developments there?
Not that I know of.
I wish I could talk to him.
Oh, so do I, Dad.
How can you if he refuses to let us call him?
Well, I could write him a letter, I suppose.
Yeah, he can't stop you doing that.
But is he really going to pay any attention to a letter?
Well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, give it a try, Dad.
Mm. With a letter, you can read it again and again, can't you?
Yeah.
Or you can just tear it up.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, Neil. Sorry. I don't mean to be so negative. I'm just devastated that he doesn't want to see us.
The thing is, I think he does want to see you. Really. I mean, he loves you. He adores you both.
Not right now, he doesn't.
Yeah, but underneath it all, he does. That's all I mean.
What if we put in another visitor's request?
I think he'll just refuse us again.
He might not.
I mean, what have we got to lose?
Yeah, exactly.
But we don't want to annoy him even more.
You won't.
I just can't see why he would change his mind. He seems to blame us so completely.
Well, I don't know about that, Mum. I think deep down he misses you and he just can't admit it. And maybe this would give him a way out, you know, a way to say yes without losing face.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I would absolutely love to see him. Of course I would.
All right. I'll email the prison now, shall we?
Yeah, just do it, Dad.
OK, yeah. Let's give it a try.
Right, I'd better go. Got so much admin to do, especially if I'm back at the tea room next week.
All right, love.
Will you let me know, Dad, as soon as you hear back from George?
Of course I will.
Have you got a minute, Tony?
Sure.
Rex wants to talk to you about beavers.
I beg your pardon?
Well, we both want to talk to you.
Yeah, but you've thought about it a lot more than me.
Ah, thanks.
I'm just trying to give you credit where credit's due.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I am.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit lost here.
Rex wants to reintroduce beavers, basically.
Oh, okay.
And since you're our farming consultant...
And since we know some of the other farmers might not be so keen...
We thought we'd come to you first.
Right, okay, well, tell me a bit more.
So, beavers are a native creature, and we need them back engineering in our landscape, rejuvenating our wetlands...
And creating new habitats.
Yes.
Which is crucial with so many birds, butterflies and insects under threat.
Beavers are the natural answer to restoring biodiversity.
Exactly. Those are the words I was looking for. Thank you, Rex.
You're welcome, Kirsty.
But that's not all they do. There's a massive list of benefits.
Yeah, they can help prevent flooding.
They capture carbon. Not directly, obviously.
Where is it captured?
Yes, where is it captured, Rex?
Hi, love. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got an email from the prison.
Good or bad?
Well, it's like a holding message. It doesn't say yes or no. But didn't they say no straight away last time?
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
So that sounds like maybe we're in with a chance.
Do you think so?
Well, unless I'm remembering wrong. Last time it was just a flat refusal. This time it says we'll be notified with a date soon.
Oh, well, that does sound promising.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, thank you, Neil. You're lovely.
Am I?
You are.
Susan?
Yeah?
If we do go visit George, will you be all right?
Because it's a prison, you mean?
Well, yeah.
Of course. I'll be all right.
It won't be, triggering for you?
Well... probably will be a bit, but I'll cope, I'll manage.
Okay.
Whatever it takes to see our grandson.
Yeah, I know, love.
Fingers crossed we get a date soon.
Yeah. Yeah, fingers crossed.
So, I think what you really need to do when trying to win other farmers over is to emphasise the benefits to Ambridge.
Well, there's loads.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Home Farm, BL, they all had yields down, didn't they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because of all the standing water last winter.
And even into the spring.
True, and that's exactly the kind of thing people need to hear.
Free flood alleviation by our engineer, the Beaver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't exactly be free.
How much do you reckon it would cost?
Well, I'd say 60k for a mile of beaver-proof fencing.
60 grand?
I mean, that would include installation.
Oh, a bargain then.
But actually, it is potentially a bargain if it prevents crops being destroyed.
Well, that's true.
But there'll be other additional costs, because you've also got vehicle and pedestrian gates, ongoing maintenance, monitoring, paying a local expert. I'd say we're looking at about 200,000 over 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a lot of funding.
And obviously, eventually, if we can get local farmers on side, we have to apply for a licence. And that's its own battle, really.
Look, I think it's all doable, and it's really interesting and bold and exciting. But I do need to crack on with the carrots right now.
Okay, yep, sorry. Yeah,
thanks for your time, Tony.
Not at all, no problem. Let's have a proper meeting really soon.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah,
we'll do a bit more research.
Great. Okay.
Okay. He's into it. He's definitely into it.
Yeah, seems like it.
What?
Well, I'm still reeling from the 200 grand beaver bill.
Oh, sorry.
Could we get people to sponsor a beaver? What? What's funny about that?
Can you imagine the publicity campaign?
Yeah, yeah, I can. You were great, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
When you were talking to Tony, you really sold it.
Oh, I mean,
I think when it comes to this scheme, you should do the talking.
Yeah, you're just saying that because you don't want to go and talk to all the grumpy gits or say they hate beavers.
No.
Yes.
A bit. But not totally. The way you were talking was so convincing. And if you threw in a free flapjack, I reckon we'd have the whole of Ambridge won over to beavers by the end of the week.